Inquisitor Thrax, from Realm of Chaos, Slaves of Darkness. Inquisitor Thrax cleared his throat and dictated the last section of his report. The mutants have been eradicated throughout the chapter. The tainted officers have been slain. The chapter master chose to take his own life rather than face his deserved fate. The creatures he summoned have been banished, or have returned to the warp. From past experience, we know that the link, once broken, must needs be established from our side of the warp gates. That will not happen again in this place. My administration of justice has made sure of that. The unfortunate lapses of the last months have been cleansed. Full casualty reports are attached. I can now confidently claim that, under their new and morally pure corps of officers, the reformed Greyslayers chapter of the Legionaries Astartes will prove as loyal in future as they did in the past. Hail the Emperor! Thrax, Inquisitor Ordinary, this day of... etc., etc. Make a good copy and then return so I may seal the dispatch. Yes, Lord Inquisitor. Thrax sat down at the former chapter master's desk. He had a mind to keep it for his own. The workmanship had a certain naive charm. The inlay work was particularly fine for a backward world. Such intricate patterns. Such a pleasing arrangement of woods and tech plastics. One could almost believe that it all meant something. His finger idly traced across the surface, following the line of a swirl and loop. In warp space, something stirred. Its name had almost been used. Soon the word would be used, and the way opened. The summoning was happening. It could feel the drawing together of power and intent. Thrax was thinking hard, and now his finger barely moved. The chapter master had been weak. A fool. But the power he had tapped, properly used, in the service of the Emperor, could it not make him the best? The greatest of all the Inquisitors? His finger moved across the desktop again, following the inlay. Soon. Soon. Thrax reached the end of the tech plastic line. He half turned towards something in the corner of his eye, and then he knew. Now! There was a knock on the door. The scribe had returned. Inquisitor Thrax, I have a copy of your report, Lord. His voice filled with doubt. Inquisitor Thrax? My lord? In a rush of mandibles and heaving flesh, Inquisitor Thrax feasted.